بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. My dear brothers, the Quranic ayat that I just recited right now. In this ayat, our Creator, our Rabb, our Lord tells us how a Muslim should be and the characteristics of a Muslim. Surely, if our Rabb, if our Creator has told us how a Muslim should be, then that is the way that inshallah, by following them steps, inshallah, we will guaranteed success in this world. It's just like another example when we buy a TV or a remote or we buy a phone or anything that we buy, we get a user manual with it. And with that user manual, what do? We read that user manual so we can set that machine or the item up, and then we use that item to the way that it's supposed to be used, and we take the full benefit of it rather than breaking it. Similarly, it's the same with the Quran. When the Quran is there for us, for our hidayat and for our akhlaq to be better and for us to be better Muslims. So this is a user manual, it's a guide for us to enter Jannah. And there's many, many places in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us how to be better Muslims and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from us as Muslims, as a human. But specifically in this Quranic ayat, in this surah, Wal Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a small summary. As we all know, this surah is very short. It's 2 lines in some Qurans and 1.5 lines in other Qurans. The surah is very, very short, but the summary of it is the summary of a Muslim. If we were to learn this summary, inshallah ta'ala, and if we were to just follow this, then that'll suffice for us to enter Jannah, inshallah. The surah starts off with Wal Asr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes promise. He takes an oath on time. And what time does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take an oath upon? What time does He take a promise upon? He says Wal Asr, and He takes a promise on the Asr, the time of evening. Wal Asr. Now why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to look at this first. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take an oath on the time? Similarly, in the same the juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken other oaths on time. And wadduha, and washamsi wadduhaha, and all these other surah that we have in this juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has took, and wal fajr as well, another big example, and the time of mourning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath on time. There must be a reason for this. And for us to find the reason, we need to look at the next ayat of the same surah. So wal asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on time. Innal insana lafi khusr. Indeed, mankind is in loss. Indeed, mankind is in destruction. Khusr means when someone is in loss or not in profit or in destruction. So, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the mankind and time, what is the connection between mankind and time here? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now taken a promise on the oath, and then He has mentioned mankind? And the tafsir, when you look at the tafsir, you find out that there is a connection between time and mankind. Without time, mankind will not be able to live. Time is something that we invest in ourselves in akhirah. Time is something that a mankind grows upon. First, they're a child, they're an infant. After a few years, after some time, they become an adult. After some time, they start to know what's good and what's bad. They start to pray their farais. They start to know what is haram, what is halal. And through that, they live their life. And what is the connection there? It's time. So my brothers, there's another, in the tafsir, there's another advice that inshallah I want to share with everyone, that time is something that does not wait for any human. Time is something that will constantly keep on going even after our death. Every single second that we spend. We have many youngsters nowadays, what do they say to when you ask them, what are you doing? Or how do you spend your day? What do they reply back? And it's a famous saying now, and they all say that we're just killing time. That's not true, my brothers. Time, you're not killing time, it's the other way around. Time is killing you. Every single second, every single hour that we spend, if you were to give us all the wealth of the world, you will not be able to get that 1 hour that you just spent. That 1 day that you just spent. If you were to give every single penny of and every single wealth of the world, then you will not be able to get your life back after you die. Meaning your time that you spent in this world. Time is something that is an investment for us Muslims, for every single mankind. Time is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, so we can spend it in the remembrance of Allah. And this, the way that we spend our time, we will be given the reward for, or the jaza for on the, in the akhirah. If you spend it in good, then surely you'll be given the unimaginable profits from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But similarly, if you spend that same time in evil and stuff that we should not be doing, then surely you'll be spending the rest of your time in hell and fire. So time here, my brothers, is something that we need to put a lot of focus on and do shukr upon this, because every single second that we spend is because of the grace of Allah. Every single heartbeat that we have is because of the permission of Allah. So when we look at the next ayah here, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, mankind is in loss. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying, what is He trying to tell us here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned that mankind is in loss. Meaning that every single human, Muslim, non-Muslim, Jew, Christian, atheist, whoever it is, mankind here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning. Not Muslim, not mu'mineen. He has not said mu'mineen here. He has said insan. And insan is referring to from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the last person who will be born. And every single one of us is in loss. Meaning that this is what a mankind is. When they are born, they're in loss. They go through struggles. They're sinners. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to refer to us. That mankind is in loss. When we are born, what is it that happens? We go through struggles. We have illnesses. Some in less difficulties and some in major difficulties. And then after that, you get people who start doing kufr things and start going into shirk and all these other things. So they start neglecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are they doing? They're in loss. And they're in loss because they're neglecting time and they're neglecting the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then in the following ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now mentioned the specific people that will be saved and who are not in loss. So Every single mankind is in loss. But then straight after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now mentioning those people who are not in loss. And these are the people that we should be. These are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us, is telling us to follow. And it's four characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have. So in the next ayah, when we look at it, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those people who believe. So that's the first part here. Everyone is in loss, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Now we look at who is not in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those people, number one, آمَنُوا, who believe. And we all know the Imani Mujmal, Imani Mufassil, and the things that we should believe in. I won't go into too much details into that, but believing in your Rabb, your Prophet, the Kitab, the Malaika, and all these things, the life after death, the akhirah, Jannah and Jahannam, every single thing. So the first thing is amanu, believe. Those people who believe, they're not in loss. So that's the first advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us here. Is believe in Allah. Simple. Believe in Allah and you won't be in loss. You'll be saved. The second thing then Allah mentioned, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And those who do good actions, good deeds. First is iman, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it's doing good deeds, good action. So this is the second characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us Muslims to have. Amanu, believe, and then وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Do good a'mal. Pray your faraiz. When it's the time of Ramadan, make sure you spend your time in the worship of Allah. And then, at the same time, you fast the month of Ramadan. You read the Quran. Every single good deed, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. Spend your time in good deeds. آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. وَتَوَاصَوْا means when you advise someone. تَوَصُوا. In the Arabic term, many brothers mashallah here know Arabic. So تَوَصُوا means here when you advise someone. بِالْحَقِّ means with the truth. So you're advising people to the truth. Meaning you're advising people now. The tafsir, inshallah, I'll mention this point at the end, sorry, to make it sense at the end. So, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. You're advising other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, He's advising us now, is advise other people to the truth, to the right way. Not only yourselves, but other people as well. This includes your family, your children, your brother, your sisters, your parents, your neighbors, your Muslims that you see in the masjid, your friends that you have in school and colleges and workplace, advise them towards good. If it's prayer time and you're in work and one of your colleagues is not praying, advise them. Say to them, this is our faraiz. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place for us and we should not miss it out. Advise in good. This is the third thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, is advise other people and good. And then the final fourth thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us is وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And those people who are not in loss are those people who advise people to have patience. Patience upon what, you may ask? Why would you tell someone to have patience, to have sabr? And this is where you tell other people to have sabr upon their difficulties. When someone's beloved passes away, what do we tell them? Have sabr, they have returned back to their creator. When someone's going through a difficulty, what do we tell them? We tell them, have sabr. Believe in Allah and everything will be back to normal and better. And believe in Allah. Believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for you. So we advise each other to have patience and not to go, because obviously in that time of difficulty, what does one think? We have all been through difficulties here. If it's youngsters to elders people, we have all been through difficulties. And what does shaitan come to us in difficulties? He says, why is this happening to me? And he starts to take your iman away at that time. Rather than saying to yourself, have sabr and everything will be fine, shaitan comes to you and this is the time when a human is at their weakest. Their iman is at their weakest. So when we as Muslims go to other people and tell them to have sabr upon your difficulty, whatever it may be, sickness, someone passing away, any other tragedy that must have happened in their lives. So we tell them to have sabr and inshallah from us telling them to have sabr, then they will not be faded away from their iman and they will not come into the traps of shaitan. So these are the four things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned us to be if you do not want to be in loss like other mankind. Believe, that's the first thing. Believe in Allah and His deen and His religion. Second, عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Do good deeds as much as you can. Third, advise people towards the truth. whenever you're doing something that you want to do, then advise your brother, your family, your friends, your neighbors to that same thing as well. And the fourth, advise people towards sabr. Advise them that do not lose hope and the gratitude and the sabr of Allah. Do not lose hope and do not lose your iman. And surely if you follow those four things, then we will not be in loss, my brothers. And the final thing, inshallah, and I'll finish it here. And I wanted to mention this point, and this is very, very important. In tafsir, it says that the first two things out of the four are to do with us, with our spirituality, with our iman, because we believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, believe. First, you believe yourself. So that's something to do with individual, us. And the second, amilu salihah, do good deed. First, you do good deed. First, you believe. And then the other two are to do with other people. Not just yourself, but other people as well, because you're advising other people. So first two is very important. First, you make sure that your iman is in place, that your good deeds are in place, and then you can, inshallah, advise other people. Inshallah, I'll leave the talk here, and now we'll pray our sunans. And after sunans, inshallah, we'll have our khutbah. And if everyone can just stand up and make their safs now, and stand closer to each other, then inshallah, there's more brothers coming. So everyone can come closer, and just make their safs, inshallah.